The primary election is almost here. Vote centers will be open May 7th from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Make your vote count. Visit vote.indy.gov for more information. This message was paid for by the Marion County Election Board.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Network Indiana's Indiana Sports Talk. I'm Bob Lovell, and sectionals are in underway. Sectional semifinal night, one of my favorite nights. We're glad you're with us. We got a lot of high school basketball to talk about tonight. Right now, though, the man who's got all the scores will have them all throughout the night. The star of our show, Network Indiana's Brendan King.
Coach, what's going on? Great to be with you and Elijah on an exciting Friday night, no doubt. Even better to spend some time in the sunshine with you earlier this week. Let's get right to it. Triple overtime is how we start tonight at IST. Doesn't happen often, but that's what we're getting from the Greensburg sectional. Again, keep in mind, triple overtime, seven periods of basketball. Lawrenceburg outlasted Greensburg 38-36, again in the 30s in triple OT. Incredible stuff. Also requiring extra time from the Borden sectional, Christian Academy. They defeat Rock Creek Academy 57-54. That's down at Class A. Staying in Class A, Lagodi sectional, Orleans, they hammered Vincennes Reve 69-21, and then Bar Reve pummeled Lagodi 44-33. Plenty more scores on the way as we go along sectional semifinal Friday. How about the Pacers? They're getting blasted in New Orleans right now. 89-59 third quarter. Pacers have not played well. New Orleans was shooting 70-plus percent in the first half, still shooting 64%.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Bob Lovell. This is Indiana Sports Talk. It's brought to you by Indiana Donor Network. We start out at the Frankfort Sectional. Twin Lakes beats North Montgomery 36-34. Kent Adams, the head coach at Twin Lakes, joins me. Coach, thanks so much for the call, and congratulations on a tremendous win tonight.
Well, thank you, Bob. It was kind of low-scoring. It didn't go three overtimes, right, and we stayed in the 30s, and we won a similar game on Tuesday on a shot in the last couple seconds, and we did that tonight again. So just very fortunate to still be playing, and our kids have just gutted it out.
You've done this a while. This has to rank, I would think, as one of your better nights, one of your favorite nights. What'd your kids do to win this, Kent?
Well, we just happened to have the ball at the end, and executed a play against North Montgomery, who played so hard. They were so physical, and they really, I think played a very perfect game against us. And we just had trouble scoring, and then stopping them. Once we did get a little bit of a lead, we couldn't maintain that. So, again, just fortunate at the end to put one in by Keaton Miller, one of our freshmen that is playing well for us.
Keaton Miller, the game winner. So what's the action that you run to get him the ball?
Well, I could tell you, and you might understand, but I don't want to tell everybody what we're doing. So
Let's not give away the game plan for tomorrow night. How's that?
Okay.
We just want to
make
sure Keaton gets all the credit. So is it close? Well, I'm assuming it's pretty close all the way through.
Oh, it was tied after. I think we might have been ahead 1 point after the first quarter, tied at halftime, tied going into the fourth, and it was just nip and tuck.
Wow. Yeah. All right. Well, that's how sectional games are supposed to be, don't you think? You look around at these scores, and you see close games, you see overtime games. That's what these are supposed to be about. All right, so you win tonight. West Lafayette wins. Give me a quick scouting report on West Lafayette.
Well, they have four outstanding guards surrounding a 6'10" center, and they're really mm-hmm. playing well. They have not lost for quite some time, and since the late January, so they're just going to be a tough team to compete against. They're in our conference. They're in. You know, we've seen them different times throughout the year, and have a close relationship with their program.
Well, it'll be a fun game. Not much time to celebrate, but I think you probably ought to take a minute and let it sink in. Twin Lakes, 36-34 winners over North Montgomery at the Frankfort Sectional. Kent Adams, thank you so much for the call, Kent. Good luck tomorrow night.
Thank you, Bob. Really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you. We stay with basketball at the Bloomington North Sectional, Martinsville, 65-61 winners over Bloomington South from WCBK. Dan Lawson on the call of this game. Dan, thanks so much for the call. I think we call this a little bit of an upset. If we look at records, this is a Martinsville team that won its fourth game tonight with a Bloomington South team that's won 18. So this is a great win for Kip Staggs and the Artesians tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. The Artesians definitely with an upset, only their fourth win of the season. A young team that's been battling all season but came out ready to play, tied at the end of the first quarter. And led really the rest of the game, 28-21 at half, had an 11-point lead going into the third, and then no Coach Helms or Holmes wasn't going to go away by any means. They got it down to three, and we were able to hit some free throws down the stretch there to close it out.
It's been a Martinsville team that's been up and down, have shown some flashes, if you will, of being able to play this way. But tonight seems like they put it all together for four quarters.
That's exactly right. Probably maybe the first time all season they played all four quarters as a team, led by Hunter Stroud, came out with 20. Grady Gardner, our leading scorer, gets 16, and just really shared the ball all night. They one more pass all over the court, and it paid off.
So it's tight. You know, it's a two-possession win. What do they do at the end to win the game?
Take care of the basketball and hit free throws. That's really what it came down to. Bloomington started fouling, and Martinsville went to the line and hit the free throws they needed.
Imagine that. Take care of the ball and knock down free throws. All right, we got about a minute here. They take on Center Grove tomorrow night for the championship. Give me a quick report on what that game looks like.
Well, I think if Martinsville can come out and play just like they did tonight, they played loose but together, get up and down, hustle up and down the court, I think they have a chance against Center Grove, who's no doubt a great team. But I'm excited to see, you know, Indiana sectional championship basketball tomorrow night.
I couldn't agree more. From WCBK in Martinsville, Dan Lawson on the call of Martinsville, 65-61 win over Bloomington South at the Bloomington North Sectional. Thanks very much, Dan. We'll talk to you tomorrow night.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you. Coming up, Matt Moore from Warsaw, talking about Warsaw and Concord on Indiana Sports Talk. Welcome back, everybody. I'm Bob Lovell. This is Indiana Sports Talk, brought to you by Indiana Donor Network. High school basketball tonight. What a great, great night. Warsaw over Concord, 48-35. Warsaw's Matt Moore joins me. Coach, congratulations on a great win tonight.
It was, Coach. I appreciate that. It was one of our losses from this year. We had five on the year, and this was one of them that we didn't play great the first time and made some great adjustments, and our guys brought it tonight and really executed the game plan.
Well, I mean, kids have pride, Coach. I mean, let's face it. They you know, want to avenge that loss, and they did it and came out and followed your game plan.
We hit our first five shots, scored, shot at 85% in the first half. Only gave up one rebound in the first half, and Concord made a run. They're poised. They've got a group of guys that are competitive as well. They cut it to six, and then Luke Bricker and Robbie Finlinson hit two transition threes back-to-back to extend it back out, and just a phenomenal effort by our group tonight.
I would think every coach in the state would love to start a game 5-for-5. I mean, you know what I mean? You're talking about, well, everybody said, well, we need a good start, and everybody understands you need a good start, but 5-for-5, that's phenomenal.
It was, and, you know, we've been off for over a week and a half. You don't know really how that group's going to respond with just one senior on the roster for us. But they came out and did a tremendous job. We guarded at a high level. You know, at this time of year, that's an important part. Held them to 30% on the game, and just kind of squeaked it out there. And now we got a really good Penn team on the other side that we got to face tomorrow.
Have you played them this year? I'm sure we
did. We beat them in overtime at their place, but they are the defending champ two-time. And, it's March, so it's an exciting time.
It is. I love March because it's my grandson's born on St. Patrick's Day. It's also the month of my birth, but I won't tell you what day nor age. Just you know I'm old, so I don't think people have to guess about that. You know what, though? Your kids, listen, you already know about each other. That's what makes – I think that's what makes these kinds of games this weekend so much fun. You're going to play a team. They know a lot about you. You know a lot about them. It's all about slugging it out and making plays when you need to tomorrow night.
It really is. For this, it's a game that's going to come down to just the execution and can you rebound, right? Take care of the basketball, get great shots, rebound the ball. Penn's a physical team, and they've done a great job this year of just having a lot of pride with their senior class of playing the way they do. That's why they've won 18 games, and we're right there with them.
All right, who plays? I got about a minute here, Coach. Who plays well?
Luke Bricker tonight, our junior all-star candidate, led us with 20. He's averaging right around 18 on the year, shot it extremely well, got us going early. And then we were balanced from there, 6-7, 5-5, 4-4 across the board. Different guys made different plays. Had this happen tonight, Coach. Had a guy lose his shoe, threw it into the bleachers, ran to the corner. We threw it back to him, and he hit a three. had not seen that until tonight, so it was going well for us.
I hope I see it online tonight.
Absolutely.
It ought to be there. Matt Moore from Warsaw. They beat Concord tonight 48-35 in the Elkhart sectional, taking on Penn tomorrow night for the championship. Coach, I wish you the best. I hope we're talking tomorrow night. Thanks for the call.
Thanks, Coach. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you. Coming up, scoreboard update with Mr. Brendan King. As busy as he is, he can always use your help. Send him things at IND Sports Talk and, you know, scores, pictures, videos. If you have that video of that young man knocking down the three in the corner with no shoe, that'd be great. We'd love to see that. Scott Mitchell from Swin Sports is going to join us. Swin Sports is going to join us and talk about the sectional down at Evansville. Down in Boonville. We'll be talking about that sectional when we come back after this scoreboard update on sectional semifinal Friday. Network Indiana's Indiana Sports Talk.
I'm Brendan King with this Network Indiana scoreboard update here on Indiana Sports Talk. More sectional scores, boys basketball across the state. Let's head to 3A. Lakeland sectional, Fairfield crushed West Noble 52-25. And it was Northwood edging Lakeland in a close one, 46-43. Woodland sectional, Fort Wayne Concordia had no issue with Angola, 72-47. And Leo got the job done against Heritage, 53-38. In the Frankfort sectional, it was Twin Lakes by a pair against North Montgomery, 36-34. And West Lafayette, they beat up on Frankfort, a 10-piece, 69-59. Mississinawa sectional, low scoring. We've seen many of them tonight. In this case, it's Mississinawa outlasting Northwestern by a final of 35-31. And then Peru handled Oak Hill, 69-52. In the Newcastle sectional, Yorktown over Hamilton Heights, 64-53, and Delta defeats Newcastle in the big gym, 54-41. Lebanon sectional, Danville over Crawfordsville, 65-53. Tri-West topping Lebanon, 46-38. Let's head to Garing Catholic, where Garing Catholic got the win on their home floor against Chatard. That was a final of 54-36. They'll meet up with Brebeuf Jesuit, who continues to roll, this time over Heritage Christian, 55-39. Lastly, in Scottsburg, Silver Creek 57, Madison 51, and Scottsburg a 30-piece on Corydon Central, 70-40. I'm Brendan King.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Bob Lovell. This is Indiana Sports Talk. Thank you so much for joining us. We are glad you're with us. The Boonville sectional tonight, Evansville Memorial beats Mater Dei 50-36. Bossy wins the, I don't know. Scott Mitchell from Swin, SWIN Sports will join me. Scott, who wins that second game?
Second game, Coach, Evansville Bossy did win the game. They won this one 62-50 over Mount Vernon. Score was tied at 48-all with four and a half minutes left. Mount Vernon, Brady Schickel fouled out with five fouls, and Bossy went on a 14-2 run, mainly from the free throw line the rest of the way to win this one, going away 62-50.
Wow. All right. Give me the rundown on that first game at Boonville. This one goes to Memorial over Modern Day. This one, both teams slugging it out at half court, guarding each other, it looks like.
That's how it played out, too. Both teams know each other very well. Both guys, big rivalry in Evansville. And it was 13-10 Modern Day at the end of one quarter. 20-17 at half, Memorial took the lead. And Memorial started stretching it out, went up by 10 at the end of three, won it 50-36, and that's the fewest points that Memorial's given up all year long.
Wow. So in a game like this, it's hard to pick out people who played well, but who stepped up when they needed to in this game tonight?
A couple players for our Evansville Memorial. Luke Elsperman had 15 points, the junior guard. And then Tucker Tornada, the big 6'8 forward center who's committed to Marion University in Indianapolis, he had 12 points. For the losing Modern Day Wildcats, Tanner Halbig and Tate Mallory both had 11 points each.
Well, same question now for that second game with the Bossy and Mount Vernon. Who stepped up in that game?
Bossy's got a terrific 5A point guard named Teray Howell, and maybe not people in the northern part of the state know about this kid, but he is lightning. 22 points for him, and then AP Mitchell, big 6'7 forward center for them, had 16 points, and he had 10 of 14 down the stretch from the free throw line when Mount Vernon tried to come back and was fouling and did not he knocked them down, 10 for 14 for the big guy. And for the Mount Vernon Wildcats, Nico Burnett finishes with 15 points. He's their second all-time leading scorer in history, scored over 1,300 points in his career. A two-sport athlete, terrific guard in basketball, terrific quarterback in football, looking at some colleges for both. So hopefully he'll be able to move on and play at the next level. Jackson Clowers, a wide receiver for Nico in football, is a forward for Mount Vernon Wildcats in basketball, 13 points. He's a senior, so both those two bow out.
Great careers. All right, you need to sound like a coach and tell me about the matchup tomorrow night for the championship, okay?
This is going to be a terrific matchup, Coach. Earlier in the year, on the 12th of December, these two teams played each other at Bossy. It was a 62-60 Bossy win. Both teams have improved since then. Memorial will be coming in number 5 in 3A at 18-5. Bossy is number 15 in 3A at 13-10. A kind of a down year for the Bossy Bulldogs record-wise, but they've won 32 sectionals, and they know how to get it done in championship time. Memorial's won 11. And I think it's going to be a terrific ball game. There's some terrific matchups at every position, so I think this will be a great game. And for those who can't come to Boonville, and I hope this place is packed. If they can't, they can watch us on Swim Sports.
There you go. I'm good with it. You heard him. If you can't get there, watch it.
And IHSA TV.
I like it. Scott Mitchell. Scott, thanks. You sounded like a coach. You sounded like you've been coaching all your life there for a second.
Come on. I live with a coach. My brother's a coach, so yeah. There you go.
Well, you know what? Then he's crazy.
Yeah, he is. Thank you, Coach. Always enjoy talking to you.
I appreciate it, Scott. We'll talk to you tomorrow night. Thanks for the call.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you. The man himself, every 15 minutes, Brendan King. Hello, Brendan King. I'm going to squeeze in some time with you here while I got a couple minutes, all right? What's going on tonight?
Coach, long time no talk. How you doing?
You know what? It was great to meet your mom and dad earlier in the week for lunch. They're wonderful people. And I had a marvelous time. They were so much fun. I didn't want to leave, quite frankly. So you're blessed to have such wonderful parents.
I am. Yeah, I'm lucky. I caught the flight today, Coach, just in time to work with you. So it's been a great day.
Well, I'm flattered that you would do it. So it's fun. This is fun. Hockey guy that you are, you understand the emotion. While you're born and raised in Chicago, I believe you're getting closer and closer to actually being a real Hoosier by experiencing all of this. This is one of those magical nights in our state, quite frankly. Sectional semifinal on boys and girls, and in sectional finals, this is a great, great weekend to be a Hoosier, quite frankly.
Well, no doubt. And, you know, we started the night with that triple overtime game, Lawrenceburg-Waynesburg.
Right. That was well done.
A game in the 30s. I mean, Coach, if a coach out there is listening and they ever want to preach to their kids about defense, somehow Greensburg and Lawrenceburg managed to play seven periods and both kept it in the 30s. So, I mean, you talk about defense, that's what you put on the table.
Yeah, and a lot of that, too, is that when you're in a high-stakes situation like this, you take care of the basketball.
Right.
You're drumming it in your kids' heads. We can't take bad shots. We got to take good shots, and we need to make them. And so you're going to make an extra pass, and you're certainly trying your best to find the best shot you can get each time down the floor. And, yeah, add in the fact that teams play hard defensively. You're playing at a level in a game like tonight that you haven't played throughout the year. And so things are different. And you're a little bit tentative sometimes. Don't want to take some shots that you might have taken back in January or even in December. You might want to let that one go and make another pass. And so there's a lot going on. There's a lot of pressure. As you know it, that music, you know what that music means. It's time for you. Brendan King coming up with a scoreboard update. Semifinal Friday night on Network Indiana's Indiana Sports Talk.